Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Back to that news that's breaking in the last 40 minutes or so. You may have heard the National Immunisation Advisory Committee is expected to recommend the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine for people aged 50 and older. It could also be used for younger people if there's no option of another vaccine, and for those who live in hard-to-reach locations as well, NIAC says. I'm joined now by Paul Moyna, who's Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. This is just breaking this evening, as I've said. Does it tally, in your opinion, with how other countries have approached the use of Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, I think so, Cormac. I think it's good news, first of all, that the advice isn't as restrictive as it has been for AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is restricted to the over 60s, so this seems to have relaxed a little bit for the Johnson & Johnson. I'd imagine the thinking is that until the end of June, I think we're expecting the region of 1.5 million doses between AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. So about 800,000 to 900,000 of AstraZeneca and 600,000 of Johnson & Johnson. If their use was limited to the over 60s, which constitute around 400,000 people, we'd have been left with vaccines that we wouldn't use again, which just would be difficult to appreciate.
So we would have been basically left with 1.5 million vaccines for that amount of people in that age cohort, which we'd have excess, basically. Do you think they're being overly cautious, Paul?
I think they probably are, in the sense that the EMA, the European Medicines Agency, they've actually indicated that the benefits outweigh the risks sort of across all age groups, especially at a time where the level of transmission of the virus is very high. So the benefits outweigh the risks. Now, NIAC have indicated that they're using sort of an abundance of caution, but I would say probably, in my own view, overly cautious if the benefits outweigh the risks. I think it would be a different, and again, I'd come to a different conclusion if there was a limitless supply of other vaccines available. But at this given time, we don't have a limitless supply. Mm-hmm. We need to vaccinate as many people as quickly as possible. So I'd imagine that fed into the decision. So I would imagine that the proposal would be probably to use the AstraZeneca for the over 60. That's 400,000. Two doses, that's 800,000 of the AstraZeneca, and probably use the Johnson & Johnson then for the 50-year-olds and above.
Yeah, that would make some kind of logistical sense, wouldn't it? Do you think this will have a big impact then in terms of the vaccination programme generally? Because the Johnson & Johnson is a single-shot vaccine, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah, and that's why I think they've also, the indications are that would also be used for those maybe in the homeless community that would be hard to reach. So it's a single shot vaccine, and it works really, really well. In addition, actually, many of the other vaccines work really well after the first dose, such as the AstraZeneca. So I think it will help us. Like, we received good news last week that we're getting an additional about 500,000 more of the Pfizer. So it's good that we can use that as an additionality now, and that should help us in terms of meeting our targets.
Yeah. And there's no risk of vaccine hesitancy here because of the way Johnson & Johnson itself and then the regulators dealt with the issue that came to the fore. They dealt with it pretty quickly, didn't they?
They did, and they were very they went into this in detail, and they've been very transparent in terms of the numbers. That there appears to be very rare clotting events associated with both of these vaccines, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. Some questions may arise in terms of why the distinction has been made between the two vaccines with respect to different age cohorts. So the frequency so far for the Johnson & Johnson of these rare clotting events seems to be less than for the AstraZeneca. But again, that frequency may increase as vigilance increases. Whether that in terms of feeds into vaccine hesitancy or not remains to be seen. But I think most people are really eager to get vaccinated at the moment and are willing to take whatever vaccine is available. And I think that is the right thing, because these vaccines are very, very efficacious and also very safe.
Okay, well, thanks for giving us your view this evening, Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University, Paul Moyna.